first of all, we'll start off with the comments, and I'll just read a few of the letters that have come in concerning the receiving the Bible, and I'll include most of those in a letter next month. I'll have 4 or 5 pages of the letters, so you can see how everyone's receiving it. Dear Fred and family, my husband and I received our beautiful Bibles. There's no way we can thank you all enough. They're simply awesome and so very inspiring. Thank you, Fred, for all the ways you encourage and help all of God's people. May our great God continue to use you for a long time to come. Again, thanks for a beautiful treasure, our new Bibles. And that's very typical of many of the comments that we have. One man got it, as I mentioned, and he opened the box up and took it out, and then put it back in and looked at it again, and then took it out and started going through it, because he couldn't believe how beautiful that it was when he got it. Now here's another one. Dear Fred, our Bibles came today. Many, many thanks for all the hard work, dedication, and love that has gone into this fantastic accomplishment. I will treasure mine with much affection and appreciation to our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and all the folks who work so diligently to accomplish this wonderful work. There were a lot of people involved, and even though we had many eyes proofreading it, we didn't get perfect proofreading, because the first time through, you never get perfect proofreading. Even Dolores had to admit that one or two escaped her very awareful eyes, but she found them after the fact. And sometimes we do that. However, let me just mention, we are correcting all of them, so later when we get the electronic copy, it will have all the corrections in there. And also, we have distributed, of the 7,000 leather covers, we have distributed approximately 3,500 already. So maybe within whatever space of time, we will have a second printing. So that was a nice, very nice letter. Dear Fred Coulter, I just had to write you. I want to thank you for all the sermons I have received and for all the literature. I also want to tell you I received this very beautiful Bible today. I cannot describe my awe when I opened the package. Even the box in which it came is beautiful. Also, I must let you know that I'm very sorry that I haven't sent any offerings lately. The fact is, when I turned 65 2 years ago, my monies were decreased. Well, she's just the very one that the Bible was designed for, so that they can have it with no cost. I guess when you get old, you're not supposed to need as much money. I'm just very thankful for the truth of God and for Him using you as a dedicated servant to teach His word to His people, and in spite of the fact that we live in this evil world. Here's another one. Fred, we just received our 3 Bibles on Tuesday evening. Wow. I was so impressed with the quality, the lambskin cover, the new smell. And someone else wrote and said, oh, it was so good to smell a new Bible. The commentary and appendix and the translation itself, words come to mind, which are fantastic, marvelous, outstanding, beautiful, wonderful. I want to give you and all those who worked on this project a hearty congratulation for your vision, diligence, and work effort. Congrats, our friends in Bellevue also received their copies. They are excited too. We're very grateful for the autographed copies, Fred. Thank you so much. Now, the work begins in studying God's Word and studying all the ancillary material. Again, thanks for your efforts. Accomplishment feels great, doesn't it? I'm sure God and Christ are pleased. Surely this Bible is the beginning of the restoration of all things. Not quite, but the restoration of the Word of God as it should be. I got an email from a woman who said, just received my new Bible. However, I'm going to continue using my King James Bible rather than the pared, it was 66 books in it, rather than the pared down 49 that you have in yours. So I wrote, she said, I'll just put it on the shelf. So I wrote back and I said, dear so-and-so, before you put it on the shelf, I suggest that you read the commentary as to why there are only 49 books in the Bible, because the 400-year-old King James Version is not the oldest order of the books. I said the Old Testament order was set by Ezra, and the New Testament order was set by the Apostle John, And so therefore, this contains the correct order of the books, Old and New Testament, which has all the words of God. It's not pared down to 49. The one by Jerome has been expanded out to 66. Man's mark on God's Bible, 66. Whereas 49 books that God has given is 7 times 7, which is 49. So then you can picture New Jerusalem and eternity coming to the earth as the jubilee of the universe, the 50th, the number 50. Please tell Fred, thank you so much for the Bibles. It's great to get them all at once. I was just thinking out loud and knowing that everyone would love one, because she said she wanted to have some for the rest of her friends and so forth. So that worked out good. Here's another one. Oh my, how wonderful. My grandkids are just as excited as I was, and we all smelled the wonderful smell of a new book. I can't wait to get into it to study the many articles you wrote in it. It is so beautiful. I know you tried to tell us what it was going to look like, but you never could have described how beautiful this is. I pray God is smiling down at you and all your helpers and all the work, and choosing only the best of everything to hold God's word. Thank you so much. I only wish I could buy one for everyone I know. Maybe if I do one at a time, I'll be able to accomplish it. Thank you. So that was really a nice letter there. Well, that's all I have for now. I will have plenty of them in the coming letter in August. Now, if you will recall in the Occult Holidays book, that I mentioned how that the people who want to get us into occult thinking and diversity thinking, that everybody's version of the truth is okay, that they have used the courts to enforce it upon the rest of the people who don't agree with that. And that's what they've done. So here's one here. Using the courts, Bible publishers sued for anti-gay references. A Michigan man is seeking $70 million from two Christian publishers for emotional distress and mental instability he received during the past 20 years from versions of the Bible that refer to homosexuality as a sin. Well, if you don't like it, you don't have to read it. And if you don't read it, you won't be offended. However, there's a great error in the thinking that they have, and they push it. So this is how the perverted minds push their way upon all the rest of the society. Gave his name, a gay man claims his constitutional rights were infringed upon by Zondervan Publishing Company and Thomas Nelson Publishing, both of which he claims deliberately caused homosexuals to suffer by misinterpretation of the Bible. The man, 39, is seeking $60 million from Zondervan, $10 million from Thomas Nelson. Well, he just wants to make money as a pretext. Now, if he sued for no damages, but because they caused emotional harm, and he's so concerned for everyone that he doesn't want to sue them monetarily, then that would be a different story. According to USA Today's report, Fowler's two separate suits against the publisher claimed the intent of the Bible revisers that refer to homosexuals as sinners reflect on individual opinion and group conclusions. Wrong. Fowler says the deliberate changes made in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 caused him or anyone who is a homosexual to endure verbal abuse, discrimination, episodes of hate, and physical violence, including murder. I don't recall anyone murdering a homosexual by beating him over the head with a Bible, do you? Fowler, who is representing himself in both lawsuits, claims the publishers are misinterpreting the Bible by specifically using the word homosexuals, which made him an outcast from his family and contributed to physical discomfort and periods of demoralization, chaos, and bewilderment. Maybe it's because he was sinning, and maybe it's because his conscience was pricking him. These are opinions based on the publishers, and they are being emboldened in the religious structure as a way of life, he told NBC TV station affiliate in Grand Rapids. Fowler admits that every Bible printed is a translation that can be interpreted in many ways. Not so. My experience in translating the Word of God is that they are so consistent in it, there are very few variations you can give in translating it properly. So what he has to, why doesn't he just sue God? See? But he says specifically, using the word homosexual is not a translation, but a change, not correct. Fowler says, Zondervan Bibles published in the 1980s used the word homosexual among a list of those who are wicked, unrighteous, and won't inherit the kingdom of heaven. See, his thinking is the way of Cain. I want God to take me the way that I am in spite of what I'm doing because I don't believe what he says, which is contradictory in itself. Zondervan, for its part, issued a statement to the Grand Rapids Press stating that it does not translate the Bible or own the copyright for any of the translations it publishes. We rely on the scholarly judgment of highly respected and credible translation committees behind each translation and never alter the text of the translation we are licensed to publish, the statement reads. We only publish credible translations produced by credible Bible scholars. U.S. Judge Julian Abele Cook Jr., who will hear Fowler's case against Thompson Nelson, says the court has some very genuine concerns about the nature and efficacy of Fowler's claims. Makes you wonder what the judge's sexual orientation is. Now, let me read another news clip. Very interesting. This Dolores cut out and gave to me this morning. What they're trying to do to make children super smart. And the truth is, children should be children, and not till about the age 8 should they start school, because between age 8 and 9, they can progress through nearly 3 years of schooling because their minds are mature enough to handle it. Today, most kids are put into school starting at 3, and by time they're 6, some of them are burned out because they overload a child's mind, which is not ready for that kind of thing. So here's a very important article that if you have children of this age, you need to think about before you start trying to make them super smart. First of all, they have to be children. Let them grow up a little more and then train their minds after you have disciplined them and trained them on how they need to study. Five-year-olds don't need academics. A poll doesn't quite describe my reaction to a five-year-old attending a math enrichment program during the summer. Five-year-old summers should not be spent running, or five-year-old summer should be spent running through sprinklers and endless games of hopscotch, jump rope, hide-and-go-seek, short-term management of lemonade stands, catching fireflies, wading in lakes to sail toy boats, lots and lots of giggling, and endless hours of wondering, dreaming, and using their imaginations. Shame on those parents who attempt to steal these precious years of early childhood and fetter their young children's time with the rigors of academic course work. Remember, you can be an adult for many years, but only one as a five-year-old. Very interesting article, woman from Sunnyvale. Very good. Just a couple of other items. I'm going to bring a sermon on South American Union. We'll also have a common currency. Remember Mexamericana up north here. Then I also have one that there is now a brand new Union of Nations, the birth of the Mediterranean Union, which was President Sarkozy of France is the one who's heading it up. And I think you're going to be surprised because they are trying to form the Mediterranean Union, and that's going to lead to the territory of the King of the South and the King of the North. But what they want to do is have all the European Union and all the Mediterranean countries work together in some sort of big thing. And I don't think the Muslims are going to go along with it. And one of the reasons that it's going to lead to difficulties is that the main headquarters of it is in Brussels, which is the capital of the European Union. And I don't think the Muslims are going to put up with it. They want to get together for economic reasons. And that's part of what it's going to do to solidify it for the King of the South. The other thing I want to mention is that the recent economic things that have been going on and the disastrous runs on the banks and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and all of the financial advisors, the run-up of all of the commodities, especially gold and silver, has been done, as I mentioned in my letter, by the bankers who lost the money on the subprime. They're trying to make it on the run-up of the commodities, gold and silver, and then sell short and take it on the downside. And it was reported that Merrill Lynch made, I think it was $18 billion in the last quarter alone on commodities. So they're trying to replace the money that they lost. In the meantime, we have really been assaulted by the elite billionaires of the world shifting their money to deliberately sell short everything in the United States to try and bring down the stock market and their banks. And the Federal Reserve has stepped in and said, we will not let them fail. Now, this was instigated by the elite billionaires of the world to make money. And they did make money. However, behind it was the European Central Bank, the ECB, which is basically run by the Germans. So this was an attempt to bring America down as quickly as they could while they raised their interest rate to attract money out of the U.S. to go to Europe to make more money. And they lost. The Europeans lost. Now they're having to take care of their own financials. Spain is ready to go bankrupt. Italy's ready to go bankrupt. Other countries are ready to go bankrupt. And now they say the U.S. is the place to invest your money. So it has been completely reversed. So everyone who got excited saying this is going to be the total collapse of America, as I wrote in my letter, this is going to bring us down substantially and lower our standard of living. But it's not going to be the end. And it's not going to be the end. We will see a recovery for whatever period of time the recovery will last. But know for sure, with still all the debt we have, there is yet going to be another attack upon us to try and take us down financially. And even though all the nations of the world have been beaten back at the present time, we still have the debt. That's the problem. The world did not expect these investors, and Europe did not expect the feds to step in and say, we'll take care of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And that stopped the run. That stopped the short selling completely. And that's what defeated them. Because if they could have brought down Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, because their share prices were down close to $1 a share at one time with the selling short. And so that stopped it, and they had nothing else to do but to pull their money out. That's why oil dropped nearly $20. $22, as a matter of fact, in 4 days, because they're going after the speculators. They're doing the same in oil. They're doing the same in the banks. And that's what started to run on IndyMac, which a lot of people never heard of. And that was set off by a comment by Senator Charles Schumer. But you can take any bank anywhere, because of their marginal lending policy. They go on an average, the high average, that 12% of all the money deposited in the bank will always be there. So you can lend out the other money. You can lend out against that 12% and lend and relend and relend on a marginal thing. So if any bank has all the depositors come to it all at once in a very short period of time, you can bankrupt any bank in the world. So I'll give a full sermon on that, King of the North, King of the South, and look for some more things concerning the banking attack upon the United States. It showed that we're vulnerable, but they don't have the muscle yet to do it. And you see, Europe is still stuck in another position. They do not have any military power at all except for what the U.S. gives them. And they have wasted their big bullets economically to try and take us down now. Now they've got to go back and take care of their own house because it's falling apart. Yeah, well, a comment was made, each depositor, not account, depositor, so you need to be very, very careful of that, is insured to $100,000. So if you have two accounts in the same bank, under the same name, under the same Social Security number, now you could have $100,000 in one bank, $100,000 in a different bank, $100,000 different bank if you had $300,000, rather than have all $300,000 in one bank. Because as with Indy Mac, what they're going to do, they're going to make good the first $100,000, but anything over the $100,000, you're only going to get 50% back. So if you had $300,000 in the bank, you have $200,000 that is only going to be 50%, so you're only going to get $200,000 out of the $300,000, and you've lost all your money. The 50% of the $200,000 over the $100,000, you've lost. Gone. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see the analysis on this and watch what happens with Europe. Okay, that's the end of news and comment. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.